हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज
बिहारी, जय यमुना तीरवन परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमति श्रीवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस कौन संस्थापकाचार्य बिबटी संस्थापकाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी
प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 12 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी।
धृत्या बलि समः कृष्णे प्रह्लाद इव सद्ग्रह आहतेर्षोश्वमेधाना वृद्धानां पर्युपासकः। धृत्या बलि समः कृष्णे प्रह्लाद इव सद्ग्रह आहत्ते शोत्स्वमेधानां वृद्धानां पर्युपासकः। धृत्या बलि समः कृष्णे प्रह्लाद इव सद्ग्रह आहत्तेर्ष्वमेधानां वृद्धानां पर्युपासकः। धृत्या बलि समः कृष्णे प्रह्लाद सद्ग्रह धृत्या बलि समः कृष्णे प्रह्लादेव सद्ग्रह पासकः।
माताजी
धृत्या बाय पेशेंस बलि समः लाइक बलि महाराज कृष्णे अंटू लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण प्रह्लाद महाराज इव लाइक सद्ग्रह डिवोटी ऑफ आर्हता परफॉर्मर एषः दिस चाइल्ड अश्वमेधानां ऑफ अश्वमेध सैक्रिफाइसेस वृद्धानां ऑफ द ओल्ड एंड एक्सपीरियंस्ड मेन पर्युपासकः फॉलोअर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन दिस चाइल्ड विल बी लाइक बलि महाराज इन पेशेंस अ स्टॉन्च डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण लाइक प्रह्लाद महाराज अ परफॉर्मर ऑफ मेनी अश्वमेध हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइसेस एंड अ फॉलोअर ऑफ द ओल्ड एंड एक्सपीरियंस्ड मेन। Purport. Bali Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities in the devotional service of the Lord. Bali Maharaj is great authority in devotional service because he sacrificed everything to please the Lord and relinquished the connection of his so-called spiritual master who obstructed him on the path of risking everything for the service of the Lord. The highest perfection of religious life is to attain to the stage of unqualified devotional service of the Lord without any cause or without being obstructed by any kind of worldly obligation. Bali Maharaj was determined to give up everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. And he did not care for any obstructions whatsoever. He is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, another authority in the devotional service of the Lord. Bali Maharaj and the history of his dealings with Vishnu, Vaman Dev, are described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam from chapter 11 till 24th. Prahlad Maharaj, a perfect devotee of Lord Krishna, Vishnu, his father Hiranyakashipu chastised him severely when he was only 5 years old for his becoming an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. He was the first son of Hiranyakashipu and his mother's name was Kayadhu. Prahlad Maharaj was an authority in the devotional service of the Lord because he had his father killed by Lord Narasimhadev, setting the example that even a father should be removed from the path of devotional service if such a father happens to be an obstacle. He had 4 sons and the eldest son, Virochan, is the father of Bali Maharaj mentioned above. The history of Prahlad Maharaja's activities is described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadai Atini Chochatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premnamata Kantavyaspura.
Hare Krishna, would like to welcome you all, seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak for my own purification and for the glorification of the Lord and His devotees. So today we are reading from 1st canto and the chapter entitled is Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Rupa Goswami explains different acharyas who have performed different limbs of devotional service. So when Prahlad Maharaj came back from his Gurukul to his palace, Hiranyakashipu asked him, what is the best thing you have learnt in your Gurukul? And nonchalantly, Prahlad Maharaj spoke, the best thing what I learned is to devotion to Lord Vishnu. That is the best and the foremost teaching anyone can have in his life. And he also said to Hiranyakashipu, you also go to the forest and perform. Means he was explaining Vana, Vrindavan. You go to Vrindavan and perform devotional service to the Lord. And Hiranyakashipu became so angry. He thought, somebody has corrupted intelligence of my son. So he called his servants, teachers of Prahlad Maharaj, Shandanamarka, told them that, take this boy I think somebody is corrupting this boy. He is talking about devotion to Lord Vishnu. So take him and give him a good lessons. So they take him, they threaten him and they teach him in the Samdham Dandaved. He also learns, again comes back to the palace. And again, Hiranyakashipu asks the same question to Prahlad Maharaj. What was the best thing you learnt? And he did not reply anything like you should have a devotion to Lord Vishnu. He starts explaining how to perform that devotion, because last time he could not complete that. In last meeting with Hiranyakashipu, the question might be there, na, ki how shall I? Okay, you are asking how to perform devotion. You are asking one should devote or have a devotion to the Lord. So, but how should I do that? So Prahlad Maharaj starts from there. How to perform that devotional service? Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam iti pumsarpitau Vishnu bhakti che navalakshana bhagavati addha kriyate bhagavati addha manne dhitamuttamam. So then he says that shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. One should hear about Lord Vishnu. One should chant about his Naam Roop Guna Leela. Hearing about Naam Roop Guna Leela and Smaranam. And he keeps telling him about nine limbs of devotional service. So these nine limbs of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmadimedanam, Archanam. So, Rup Goswami explains about the acharyas of all these processes of devotional service. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshad Abhavat Vayasaki Kirtane Prallada Smarane Tadangri Bhajane Lakshmi Pruthu Pujane Akrurasto Abhivandane Kapipatir Daseta Sakherjuna Sarvaswatma Nivedane Balirabhu Krishnarti Eshampara. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshit. So Parikshit Maharaj is Acharya of Shravan, the limb of devotional service. How to hear? Like Parikshit Maharaj. How to chant Kirtan like Shukdev Goswami. And how to remember like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlada Smarane. And how to serve the lotus feet of the Lord like Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, she is always serving the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And how to do Archanam? Like Prithu Maharaj performed Archana to the Lord. And how to be a servant of the Lord? Like Hanumanji, Kapipatir, Dase. One should be servant like Hanumanji, serve the Lord. And Sakya Arjunaha. In friendship should be like Arjuna. And finally, Atma Nivedanam should be like Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj offered everything in the service of the Lord. And here in this shloka also, Parikshit Maharaja's qualities have been described like a Sadgraha, like Prahlad Maharaj. And patience, dhritya, dhritya balisamaha, patience like Bali Maharaj. when Narad Muni was glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. So, he uses a very beautiful word for Prahlad Maharaj. And that word is Krishna Graha Grasitaha. That this Prahlad is Krishna Graha Grasitaha. Here also has been discussed. Sadgraha. Krishne Prahladaha Sadgraha. So we are always concerned about so many planets are haunting us. So many planets are disturbing our lives. But Prahlad Maharaj was captured, his intelligence or his life was captured by Krishna Graha, Sadgraha. And similarly, Parikshit Maharaj was always possessed by remembrance of Krishna. His name only suggests Parikshit, one who is looking for Krishna, one who is examining where is that personality whom I saw in the womb of my mother. So Sadgraha, Krishne, Prahlada Iva Sadgraha. So today I would like to discuss about Dhritya Bali Samaha, and also here the beautiful another qualification or characteristics or glories of Parikshit Maharaj has been described as Vriddhana Paryupasakaha, follower of the Lord, old and experienced men. So one who is following the footsteps of Acharyas or the devotees of the Lord. In fourth canto, when Lord appears in front of Prithu Maharaj, so he says that who is a Narottam? That person who is engaged in the service of the living entity and who does not have any envy. Naradevo Narottamah. Sudhya Sadavo Loke Naradevo Narottamah. And then in the next shloka, it is explained that Shrama Eva Hi Param Jato Vriddhaya Dirga Sevaya. So, Prithu Maharaj, you have served the devotees of the Lord, advanced devotees of the Lord for so long. And that advancement, what you have achieved by serving the devotees of the Lord, will be useless. If you keep same competing mood with Indradev, so you have achieved advancement by serving the Vriddhas, experienced devotees of the Lord. So similarly here we see that how Parikshit Maharaj served the devotees of the Lord and did not get illusion while executing his duties. So today I would like to focus on this beautiful episode what Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport about Bali Maharaj. He writes, Bali Maharaj was determined to give up everything for the satisfaction of the Lord, and he did not care for any obstruction whatsoever. So, taking this episode into consideration, we will discuss how Bali Maharaj overcame the obstructions, challenges came on his way and successfully served the lotus feet of the Lord, Sri Vamandev. It is very interesting to understand here that how Bali Maharaj had a previous history And after that, he became a Mahajan. Parikshit Maharaj asked this, that how is that this Bali Maharaj became so great that Lord himself appeared and went to beg to him.
Bale padatrayam bhume kasmadariryachata Bhuteshwara Tripana Vallabha Arthapi Babandatam.
This was Parikshit Maharaja's question to Shukdev Goswami, that why did Lord Hari beg like a poor man? If he is a Lakshmipati, is there any need to beg? Isn't it? And not only that, if he is a Bhuteshwar, he is possessing everything in the world, then why he acted like a Krupana Vallabha? He is the proprietor of all universes. Still he begged. And not only that, from whom he begged, the person who has given him alms, to that person only he arrested. Babandatam. I mean, from where you get, you are supposed to be grateful. You don't go and slap him or you arrest him. Isn't it? That is Kali Yuga mentality. That was unheard when Parikshit Maharaj was hearing this. So why did Bali Maharaj was arrested if he has given everything to the Lord? And then Shukdev Goswami starts explaining about the pastime of Bali Maharaj and Vamandev.
Parajita Shreer Ashubi Chahapito Hindre Narajan Brugubi Sajivita Sarvatmanatan Bhajat Brugun Bali Shisho Mahanarthani Vedanena.
So Parajit, he lost everything. There was a great battle between demons and the devatas. So Bali Maharaj lost everything, whatever he had. What all he lost? He lost three opulences. And not only opulences, Asubhi, his own life. He was dead. Bali was dead. Bali was killed in the battle with devatas. And he was deprived of his life, his opulences. From whom? Indrenaha. But Sajivitaha, he was brought back to the life. By whom? Bhruguhu. Rajan Bhrugubihi. This Bhrugubi means the descendants of Bhrugu Muni is Shukracharya. So Shukracharya brought Bali Maharaj back to life. And then what happened? Sarvatmana Tan Bhajat Bhrugun Bali. Because now Shukracharya gave him life. So he offered his life in the service of Shukracharya. Sarvatmana means along with mine, everything he used in the service of Shukracharya. Sarvatmana tan bhajat. He worshipped him. Shishyo Mahatma. So Shukdev Goswami is calling Bali Maharaj Mahatma. Now, till now, he has not offered his opulences or anything to the Lord. But still, Shukdev Goswami, before explaining anything, he is calling him Mahatma. శిష్యో మహాత్మార్థ నివేదనేన. నౌ బలి మహారాజ్ హ్యాడ్ దిస్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ దాట్ హీ వాజ్ రివైవ్డ్, హీ వాజ్ గివన్ లైఫ్ బై శుక్రాచార్య. అండ్ దెన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ టు హిస్ గురు, హీ కుడ్ ఫైట్ విత్ ఇంద్ర అండ్ ఆల్ ద దేవతాస్ అండ్ విన్ ఓవర్ జస్ట్ ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శుక్రాచార్య. సో వన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ హియర్ ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్, బిఫోర్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆల్ ద దేవతాస్ దే హ్యాడ్ రిసీవ్డ్ నెక్టర్ అండ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు హ్యాడ్ హెల్ప్డ్ దెమ్ టు get that nectar. And even after receiving that nectar, all these demons headed by Bali Maharaj could win over Devatas and Indradev. So one thing one can understand here, that here the blessings of Guru was so potent that they could defeat the nectar received by Devatas. Means they had become so powerful by receiving nectar, they could not be defeated by anything in the world. And they could show, they could show in the first fight with the demons. So blessings of a guru was so powerful. And meanwhile, what had happened? Indradev had offended his Guru Maharaj or experienced devotee. And here, Bali Maharaj worshipped his Guru Shukracharya with all his heart. That worship of a Guru was so potent that it could defeat the powerful Devatas. And after this takes place, Bali Maharaj starts ruling the heavenly kingdom. And all the Devatas, they are left roaming everywhere in the world. And then Vamandev takes avatar and Vamandev goes to beg to Bali Maharaj. And now here, Bali Maharaj understands that Lord Vishnu has come in the form of a Vaman. And there Shukracharya starts understanding. Means he understands that now Bali Maharaj is going to lose everything. Because this person who has come to beg in the form of a Vamana is not some ordinary Brahmana. He is Lord Vishnu. And he completely understands what is going to happen with Bali. This Brahmana boy going to ask, beg, whatever is there. He is just going to ask 3 steps. And Bali will offer those 3 steps. And in those 3 steps, he is going to take away everything, whatever Bali has. So let me stop him to give what this Vamana is going to ask. And here, the interesting thing takes place. That Bali Maharaj was warned by his guru who has saved his life. He is grateful to him. He has that courage, you know, that depth. To his guru, that my life and my opulences was brought back my guru. But when it comes to surrender to the Lord, he rejects his own guru, who stops him his surrender. Similar thing happened in Karna's life. When Karna was in need, Duryodhana offered him a seat. That you take this particular territory and rule. And Karna felt so much gratitude towards Duryodhana. And whatever he would do in his life, Karna would support him. Because he gave him his status. He gave him his position. He consoled his heart. I mean, almost he brought back Karna to life, who was deprived of what he was deserving. And when Mahabharata was about to take place, Kurukshetra Yudra was about to take place, that time Krishna went to Karna when he came as a messenger. He told Karna. Karna knew he is Krishna. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna told him that, why don't you fight from the side of Pandavas? You are the son of Kunti. And when Yudhishthir will come to know, he will make you king. And anyway, you have taken a vow not to fight till Bhishma is there. At least for those, as long as Bhishma is there, you fight from Pandavas. Agar ye nahi, he was giving options to Karna. But Karna denied. I cannot give up on Duryodhan. I know Duryodhan very well. He is not right. But I cannot give him up. I have obligation. And outrightly he denied Krishna. Bali Maharaj was also knowing who Vaman Dev is. He is going to take away everything. And the one who has given me life, he is also saying, stop, do not give. But still Bali Maharaj went ahead. And that what made Bali Maharaj Mahajan. And Karna missed to become a Mahajan. The same situation was given to Karna. And that is what Prahlad Maharaj also says. Chitram tave hitam aho meet yoga maya lila vasrishta bhuvanasya visharadasya sarvatmanaya samadrisho vishamas sabhava bhakta priyo yadasi kalpa taru sabhava. That, oh my Lord, actually, you give opportunity to everyone. Samadrisho vishama sabhava. There is no sam and visham in you. You are not partial to someone and impartial to someone. No. Your sabhav is like a kalpataru. Just like whatever you desire under the tree of kalpavriksha, you receive that. Similarly, anyone who approaches you with whatever intention they have, you give accordingly to that person. So, kalpataru sabhava. So, whatever intentions or whatever desires we have towards the Lord or we approach the Lord accordingly, he reciprocates. Chitram. It's very wonderful to understand your activities. So Shukracharya offers a various arguments to stop Bali Maharaj not to offer what Vamandev is asking. Interestingly, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, when he was explaining his opulences in 10th chapter, he says, amongst rishis, amongst kavis, amongst thinkers, I am Ushana Kavi. And who is that Ushana? Is none other than Shukracharya. So amongst great thinker, I am a Shukracharya. So Shukracharya is a very great thinker. And he is the opulence, vibhuti of the Lord. And Lord also says in the same chapter that Indriyanam Manaschasmi. Of the Indriyas, who am I? Mind. And mind also has the same functions, thinking, feeling and willing. Just like Shukracharya, he is the best among the thinker. What he is doing? He is stopping Bali Maharaj not to surrender to the Lord. Similarly, when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, the mind which is materialistic in nature stops us to serve or surrender to the Lord. Same function. In the story of Puranjan, a very interesting description is given that how the soul identifies with the subtle body. So, King Puranjan, he is a king, but he is searching for a country where he can live happily. So, he is a king without country. So, he is searching and he comes across the city of Nine Gate. And he finds that city perfectly suiting to his desires. And as soon as he enters into that city, what did he see? He see a beautiful young lady who has been protected by, or who has been served by 10 servants and protected by 5-headed serpent. So he comes to that city and he starts asking questions. How come this beautiful city is here? And who are you? You are living in this city. So this question he starts asking. Because any sane man who has an intelligence, he will ask this question. If something you are going in some deserted land and there you find a 5-star hotel with all the arrangement and no one is there and only one waiter is there. So you will ask, hey, how did this been arranged? What is the purpose of having 5-star hotel in such a deserted land? So that question comes to Puranjan. So this lady has been described as a subtle body of living entity. Mind, intelligence and false ego. Who has a 10 servants, our 10 senses. Nanendriyas and Karmendriyas. They follow the instructions of mind. So, they are not the servant of Puranjan. Puranjan is compared with the soul. And that 5-headed serpent which protects that lady is Panchapran, what a living entity has. So the story goes, and Puranjan has a friend, Avijnata, who is always accompanies him, but Puranjan never takes advice from him. So what happens? When he starts this questions, asking that question, so the lady, that beautiful girl, that woman tells him that, what do you desire? You desire sense enjoyment? So all this city, in this city, all the arrangement is been made for your enjoyment. So here is the enjoyment and here you are. So Puranjan says, yes, what I wanted is enjoyment. So he stops asking questions. He gets enjoyment and he stops asking questions. So that's what happens with the living entity. So when he gets enjoyment, he forgets asking questions. That the fundamental questions, why I am here? Why all this arrangement has been made? Who am I? Why am I suffering? And so much so, Puranjan becomes so much infatuated with the that beautiful woman that whenever she would get up, he would get up. Whenever she would cry, he would cry. Whenever she would sleep, he would sleep. Whenever she will feel happy, he will feel happy. Whenever she will feel bad, sad, he will feel sad. And that is what soul becomes with identification with the subtle body. So when mind is happy, you feel I am happy. Or subtle body, false ego, all those things. When mind is sad, you feel I am depressed. My existence is revolving around the perception and feelings and thinking of the subtle body or mind. Mind is the representative. So, coming back to the story of Bali Maharaj and Shukracharya. So, Shukracharya offers various arguments to stop Bali Maharaj, and that what Sadhak also face in his life when he wants to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. So I'll just quickly go through those arguments. The first he says that Esha Teryam Aishwaryam Sriyam Tejo Yashas Shrutam. Bali Maharaj, stop. Do not give this three spaces or three steps of land to Vaman Dev. Why? The first thing is that you will lose all those opulences what you have. So this is the first argument a practitioner has to face, is loss of sense enjoyment. As soon as you take up to a devotional service, as soon as you take up to bhakti, the first argument our mind starts giving us, hey, do not go to the temple. Do not start devotional service. You will lose your enjoyment. What you are enjoying since long. Stop there. And many times people, because of that fear of losing enjoyment, those sense enjoyment, they stop practicing devotional service. Most of the time, people practice devotional service or religious thing so that their sense enjoyment can get fulfilled. I am offering my rituals, I am offering my time only if my sense desires or desire for sense enjoyments is fulfilled. Those desires, when they are fulfilled, then I don't have any problem. So Shukracharya tells him that don't give. This is the first thing. But Bali Maharaj says that what I am going to lose, I am not going to lose anything, because the enjoyment what I am going to receive is much more bigger than what this senses can give me. Senses cannot fulfill my desires. Pingala says that in the 11th canto that Santam Samipe Ramanam Ratipadam Vitta Pradam Nityam Imam Vihaya Akamadam Dukkha Bhayadi Shokam Moha Pradam Tucham Aham Bhajednya. Moha Pradam Tucham Akamadam. I have been trying to serve my senses for so long, but they have not get fulfilled, they are not satisfied yet. The more I put into that fire, the more the demand. So better to serve the Lord and experience satisfaction. So acquiring sense enjoyment or fulfilling senses is not possible. But by serving the Lord can guarantee me satisfaction. So this, he overpowers that argument. Then second argument, Shukracharya offers him that, see, dasatya chidayam shakraya maya manako hari. See, this hari, he will take away everything. Hari basically means one who takes away. So Lord Hari is going to take away everything from you, and he is going to offer that to the enemy of yours. Who is your enemy? Indra. So be aware that you will lose. And who will gain? Your enemy. So our mind also tells us that others will flourish in their enjoyment and you will lose. Just see your friends. Just see your competitors. They are going to flourish and you are going to lose. Apne doston ko dekho. Just see your neighbors. Just see your relatives. How they are enjoying. And you will lose. So Bali Maharaj tells him that, see, at the time of death, everything is going to be lost. Whether you acquire now and you become big, but you are going to lose at the time of death. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his bhajan, Durlabha Manava Janma, he says that, Ahanahi bhavi anitya yesa jivana vigata kotha rahile vaibha. That ahanahi bhavi anitya yesa jivana vigata kotha. If one's life is gone, where is that opulence? Rahile vaibha. Where is that opulence? What I am going to have. And it is said that famous proverb. After the game of chess is over, pawn and king lies in the same box. So once life is over, whether you are billionaire or you are poverty stricken, the destination is the same. So he says, why not offer it right now? So even if I receive less, but I am achieving more. This is the argument, counter argument he gives. The third thing he says that Shukracharya tells him, hey, wait. What is going to happen is that even if you are going to offer him three steps, but you will not be able to fulfill that promise. Why? Because this Vamana, this boy, is going to take away everything, whatever you have, in two steps. And still he is going to ask you, give me third step. And that time you won't have anything to offer him. Means Shukracharya could see what is going to happen with Bali. There are many sciences in this world which talks about your future. And they are valid. They are authoritative. They can tell us what is going to happen with us. And exactly like Shukracharya, they can predict everything. Whatever is, when, what, who. And we think, are yaar, I should have faith in that. Give up my practices of Krishna consciousness. Let me follow those things. Because they are predicting perfectly. Just like here, Shukracharya was also predicting perfectly. What happens next? I will just conclude with that later on. But here, he creates a doubt of commitment. Sorry, he creates a problem of commitment. That, Bali, you will not be keep up your commitment. So better to retrieve right now. And this is the third argument our mind gives to us while practicing. That are you going to commit to this process? You have to chant 16 rounds. You have to follow four regulative principles. You have to be in the association of the devotees. And not only one day or two day. Devotional service is not a 4-year course or 3 years diploma or degree. It is a lifetime. Aise nahi ki chalo 4 saal abhi humne four regulative principle follow kar liya, now I have become liberated. Now I can do whatever I want to do. It's a lifelong commitment to devotional service, to the practice of devotion. So that commitment, are you going to do that? You will not be able to fulfill that promise. So better, why to embark on this journey? So Bali Maharaj immediately counter argue that, see, I am connected to Prahlad Maharaj. I might not be able to fulfill the promise or commitment to Vamandev. But I have faith. I might be weak, but my strength lies in my acharyas. I am connected to Prahlad Maharaj. So, material nature might offer so many allurement, but my strength is coming from the Guru Varga, what I have supporting me. Acharya supporting me. So, we might be weak with our senses, with our mind. But our strength to practice the process of devotional service comes from our acharyas. And that is what Bali Maharaj tells to Shukracharya, that although I might not be able to fulfill my commitment, but I am still connected to Prahlad Maharaj. Etam saastaya paratma nishta adhyasitam purva tamair maharshavi aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nishevayeva. Aham tarishyami, I will cross over this informatable ocean of birth and death. Why? I will be able to. What is this confidence? This confidence because I am following in the footsteps of the acharyas, the boat what they have left. So taking the shelter of that boat, I will be able to. So that is what Bali Maharaj tells. The fourth argument, I'll just quickly move forward. So he says that, Bali Maharaj says that, I'm going to follow my acharyas. Prahlad Maharaj. The fourth thing he says that what will be your destination, you know? Even after you give to Vamandev, you will recite in hell. The similar thing what Arjuna asked Krishna. That Krishna, if your yogi, if your devotees, if they follow devotional service, and what if they do not reach their destination? Hana. Oh, dhobi ka dash dash na ghar ka na ghat ka. Similarly, the same thing happened with the devotees. Like a raven cloud. Wo idhar bhi enjoy nahi kar payega aur devotional life mein bhi destination ko prapt nahi kar payega. So that the same doubt has been created in the mind of a sadhaka. Are better to enjoy now. Who has seen future? And where is the destiny? Have you seen the Vaikuntha? Have you seen the God? So enjoy now, as much as you can. So doubts, various doubts on the path of devotional service, they block our advancement. So what Bali Maharaj says that Krishna is always been defeated by devotion. And I know this nature of Lord. And what is the example? Just see my grandfather. Although he was the son of Hiranyakashipu, But my grandfather Prahlad had devotion to Lord Hari. And with that Lord, with that devotion, Lord was ready to give himself to Prahlad Maharaj. So, the Lord has been defeated by devotion. And whether I reach destination or not, that is not the question. I have a right direction. So, success is not in achieving destination. Success is in achieving right direction. And coming to devotional service is that right direction. We have achieved by the mercy of Prabhupada and the devotees. So whether we reach our destination or not, it is secondary. We are on a right direction, that itself assures us that one day destination will be achieved. So Bali Maharaj offers this argument to Shukracharya. This is fourth. The fifth one, Shukracharya says, "Arey, learned scholar, they do not praise such charity." Means, in this world, the great people, the learned people, they do not praise offering everything to the Lord. And that is what another obstacle we devotees face. Log kya kahenge? What people will say. And just see, all the great scholars of this world, the scientists, the great, great philosophers, the great, great netas, what they are saying. Live life king size. And you are thinking to be servant of the Lord? Where it is said? Just see people's opinion. Just see your role models. What they are saying. What they are propagating. And we follow those role models blindly. Actually, in one analysis, yesterday Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying that if you want to destroy some societies, a very working societies, you have to do three things. And one of the thing is change people's role models. Isn't it? If you are successful in changing people's role models, then automatically people will follow those role models. If your role models are demons, so you will find the society is becoming demoniac. If your role models are divine, you will see that society is becoming divine. And if your role models are sense gratifiers, you will see society is becoming sense gratifiers. And that is what Krishna's principle is. Yadyad acharate shreshtas tattat. So, whoever is role model, that way you will become. So, people's opinion matters. Why? We think about people so much. What they will say. What scholars are saying. We bring so many arguments. See, this scientist have proved this. This scholar have proved this. That means there is no God. There is no need to perform all these things. Better to uplift oneself materially. So to that argument, Bali Maharaj says that just see, world glorifies these role models. What is their standing? After they leave this world, nobody remembers them. But just see the people like Dadichi, Shivi, and he gives example of all great personalities. Instead of following this people like Jugnus, I shall follow people who are like sun. So whatever matters to me is my role models. He says, my role models are this. Let go aside all the opinions of the people. But what great Mahajanas have done, let me do that. They have offered their life for someone, so why shall I go away from my words to this Vamana? This is what he says. So our role models, who are our role models in life? They are very important. That is very important aspect, because according to that role model, we will function in our life. And the next thing he talks about, he says, okay, you say like that, then balance everything. Thoda idhar bhi do, thoda udhar bhi do, thoda udhar bhi do, sab jagah par. And he says five things one should balance. So that balancing was center is sense gratification, and then if God fits in life, then you fit. That is what Shukracharya tells me. Keep sense gratification in the center, yourself in the center, and all other things, dharma and God and family, everything around that. That way you should balance. Bali Mara says, no. I want to balance. Yes, balancing is important. One should not be in an extreme position. But how I will balance? I will balance keeping Krishna in the center, not me or sense gratification in the center. And around that center, I will balance all other things. What happens? We keep sense gratification in the center, and then if agar time mila, to then I will do devotion. But he reverses the cycle. He says that center mein to rakhna hai kisi ko. I want to keep someone in the center, but I will keep Krishna in the center and all other things around that. And that is what devotee's life is. So he balances everything, but keeping Krishna in the center. And what materialistic do? He does sense gratification himself in the center and all other things. And finally, he says that I will give you scriptural references also. That where, with the help of scripture, you can deny this promise to Lord Vamana. Means, scripturally also you are sound. There will be no blame unto you. That, Srishu Narma Vivahe Cha Vrityarthe Prana Sankate Go Brahmanarthe Himsaya Namritam Sad Jukupsitam. You can speak lie in these circumstances. He gives those circumstances. That even scripturally also this is right, not to offer everything or not to, go away from your promises also. Bali Maharaj, he says that Shukracharya, you are talking about all the scriptures, they are talking about, but what you yourself do for your success? Gurudev, if you want to achieve success in your rituals or anything, what do you do? You yourself worship Lord Vishnu or not? You yourself worship Lord Vishnu for all the successes in your rituals. And you are giving me the support of all other scriptures to deny my promise to Lord Vishnu. What does that mean? Is that even a Shukracharya, for receiving his strength, he worships Lord Vishnu to gain his whatever requirements are there, but not dedicate. He uses Lord Vishnu as an instrument. But what Bali Maharaj is saying, I don't want to use him as an instrument. I want to become his instrument. So, Shukracharya using Krishna or Lord Vishnu as his own instrument to get whatever he wants. But Bali Maharaj is saying, I want to become his instrument. That is, means I want to become a servant of Lord Vishnu. And then, giving up all those arguments, countering those arguments, Bali Maharaj goes forward and offer everything to the Lord. And finally, we know that how Lord takes away everything. Exactly happens whatever Shukracharya predicts. Jo bhi bola tha, vaise hi hua. Lord also gives him hell Sutal Loka. But Shukracharya could not understand or could not foresee that Sutal mein jayega. I mean, he will go to hellish planet, but he could not see that Lord Vamana will also go with him. He will go to hell, but Lord will make that hell as heaven. More opulent than heaven. Means, devotional paradigm is altogether different than what all the scriptures, all the predictions can talk about. And finally, everything gets over. What happens? This is also a problem we face in practice of devotional service. So, Bali Maharaj offers everything. Vamandev takes everything. And seeing the desire of the Lord, Vamana, Garuda comes and binds Bali Maharaj with the Nagpash. So, Bali Maharaj is watching everything. He is a devotee of the Lord. Garuda is a devotee of the Lord. He is coming and binding me. Although Lord has not spoken. So many times, in our life too, as a practitioner, a devotee plays an important role. Bali Maharaj did not become revengeful towards Garuda. Acha, you have bound up with Nagpash? He did not become, he understood, okay, this is also desire of the Lord, desire of Vamanadev. That whatever punishment he is giving through Garuda. So many times, whatever things happen in our life through devotees, we should see in a connection with the Lord. Of course, we should not think, Lord is representing through me and therefore I am the cause of your distress. It is not that. So Bali Maharaj overcomes all these obstacles and gives us opportunity, understanding how to serve the Lord, how to surrender to the Lord. And those things has been followed by all the acharyas, all the devotees of the Lord. And Parikshit Maharaj also followed the same way. He showed the tolerance, dhritya, by not cursing that Brahmana boy. He was always absorbed in Krishna and is always serving the learned and experienced devotees. Thank you all very much. I'm really very sorry. I really went ahead of time. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna.